41 government officials from Africa, private sector, civil society organizations, and development partners are in Nairobi this week to explore ways of achieving cleaner mobility across the continent. The week dubbed Africa Clean Mobility is being held against the background that the continent is experiencing unprecedented motorization rates spurred by high rates of urbanization and economic growth. As a result, most countries are not able to plan and provide adequate transport infrastructure and services. At the same time, they are not taking advantage of technological advancements being witnessed in other regions to improve the energy efficiency and reduce emissions from vehicles. The head UN Environment Programme, Eric Soham, said air pollution and road accidents have killed more people than malaria in the past 20 years. He said investing in road infrastructure and switching to electric vehicles will not only address the problem, but also lead to the attainment of the Paris Agreement of reducing greenhouse gas emissions to 2 degrees Celsius. Jane Akumu is Program Officer, Air Quality and Mobility Unit at the UN Environment Programme.
When we started, we saw that cleaner transport was not prioritized. So there's a need to prioritize cost-effective solutions that have already been implemented in other countries, bringing the issues of cleaner transport into the discussions of the ministers, of the various stakeholders. Just as an example, when we started, you know, Africa was still predominantly using lead in petrol. Back about a decade and a half ago. Today, it's only one country that is still using lead in petrol. And this was done within about 3, 4, 5 years. And other regions took over 10 years. So once issues are prioritized, we've seen very good and remarkable progress in Africa and bringing in the issue of linking the health, the environment, climate change.
UN Environment's Electric Mobility Program focuses on the introduction of electric vehicles in developing and transitional countries based on 3 pillars. They are electric 2- and 3-wheelers like bikes and tricycles, electric light duty vehicles, and electric buses.
Joyce Jechi's report.